This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1664. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 10th, Australia, Azerbaijan, Canada, China, Cyprus, East Turkestan, Eritrea, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Japan, Korea North and South, Mexico, Myanmar, Pakistan, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Russia, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Serbia, Sudan, Taiwan, Tatarstan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Last week I mentioned that Radio Australia would be making its seasonal changes on April 7th. It turned out to be April 8th, but I'll summarize them as follows as concerns North America, not one of their intentional target areas. But we're just beyond the Pacific where they aim many of their transmissions. Of major concern is that 11945 has been replaced by 12065 between 10 and 1530 UT. It's aimed 70 degrees, the same azimuth as on 9580 during most of the same hours, which goes off at 1500. Another new one is 6150. It's on the air between 11 and 14 UT. Unfortunately for us, it collides with Cuba, the only 49-meter band frequency from Havana currently in its mornings, but that goes off at 1300. So if you can still hear Australia after 13, it's on for another hour on 6150. We now have more background information about the new station I mentioned last week using the transmitter at Stepanakert, Nagorno-Karabakh on 9677 variable. It's called Voice of Talishistan, which is spelled at least four different ways, such as T-A-L-Y-S-H-I-S-T-A-N. Chris Greenway says, in the chaos after the collapse of the USSR, there was a short-lived Talish Mugan Autonomous Republic in 1993, before Azerbaijan asserted control over the region. The one-time president of it, Ali Kram Humatov, now lives in exile in the Netherlands. Ika Birbert says, thanks to Viktor Rutkowski for linking to Russian articles about the new radio station, both from the Azerbaijan and Armenian points of view, with quite different approaches to it. The Voice of Armenia, a Yerevan newspaper, says it began on March 20th at the beginning of the traditional Iranian New Year Nowruz. It originates in Shushi, another place with alternate spellings such as S-H-U-S-H-I in the Talish language, but also in Azeri, the world's first daily radio program in the language of the Talish people, every day at the time, repeated several times. An hour of Talish language poetry and songs can be heard on AM 9677. Since this same transmitter also carries the old service called Voice of Justice, you have to be very careful about which one you're hearing. April 9th, Wolfgang Büschel was monitoring 9677.734 and was hearing the Voice of Justice at 1410 to 1422. However, at 1433, there was just an open carrier, and it remained that way until 1500, by which time the frequency had drifted up 10 hertz to 9677.744 when Tolishtoni Seru Radio started with three time pips. And via Ika Birbert, here's a summary of the Azeri point of view from Azerbaijan News. In the Azeri city of Shusha, occupied by Armenia, a radio station, Talishi Shedu, started broadcasting with news, social, and political messages in the Talish language. Based on the pronunciation of the speakers, the employees are Iranians. The news about this radio station was met with indignation by Azeri Talishes. Time is running out to pick up Canadian analog TV stations on the lower channels by sporadic E, especially in the summers. One which we were getting the last few summers, CKND TV2, Channel 2 in Minnedosa, Manitoba, has filed to go to digital on Channel 9, says Doug Smith at WTFDA. Don't know how long that change will take to make, but perhaps part of the summer it'll still be on Channel 2. On April 9th, I discovered They're Back, that panoply of Spurs 8 kilohertz apart from a Chinese communist jammer on 11760. We figured all this out last year, but they had not been heard since November. These are quite weak carriers, but they become obvious by the heterodynes they make against some on-frequency stations, such as 11735, 745, 750, 775, and 785. They originate, as I said, on 11760, and that frequency is usually underneath Radio Havana, Cuba. But on that occasion, at 1310 UT, I could detect the spurs on 11728, 736, 744, 752, 768, 776, and 11784. The last two are especially obvious. They make identical 1 kHz heterodynes, but on opposite sides of the on-frequency stations. Why are these there? Well, the 8 kHz spurs are certainly not needed, but jamming 11760 is essential, since that's a 300 kilowatt Sound of Hope frequency from Taiwan between 13 and 15 UT, and also on weekends only at 09 to 11, according to the AOKI listing. The next day, reception wasn't quite as good, and I was only hearing the two closest ones to the fundamental on 11752 and 11768. Ron Howard in California reports hearing the Guangzhou Coast Radio Station on 17398 USB, April 8th, on the air for only 5 minutes from 0300 UT, presumably with marine weather, in Chinese. He made a recording, and thanks to Takahito Akabayashi's earlier research about this, knew where to send his reception report with a link to the recording. Although he did report in Chinese, he got a reply quickly, thanking him very much for listening and even asking for a 24-hour continuous report. The BBC relay on Cyprus is gone from shortwave and, according to all reports, also closed down medium wave 1323. Nevertheless, our listener in Nigeria, James McDonald, says, further to comments last week about the BBC World Service, I confirm I am still hearing the World Service on 1323, coming from somewhere, but only from 21 to 23 UT, a weak but clear signal here in Nigeria. It does not appear on the online schedules, and they do not announce it on the air, only medium wave 1413 and 702. This was as of April 9th, so where is BBC coming from on 1323, if not from Cyprus? In the harmonics group, Jürgen Lohuis in Germany reports hearing via the remote receiver in the Netherlands, CRI English, on 27520 at 1730 UT, April 8th. That's the second harmonic of 13760, which we know is transmitted from the Kashgar East Turkestan site, scheduled in English between 16 and 19 UT. Voice of the Broadmasters of Eritrea is being heard on 9705.04, says Brian Clark in New Zealand. This was March 27th at 0406 UT, parallel to 7185. Both poor to fare, and both blocked by heavy jammers when he rechecked more than an hour later at 0513. Almuick in Pennsylvania also reports VOBME on 9705 banging in April 7th at 0309 with reggae style and Horn of Africa music, S9 plus, occasional transmitter cutoffs, and they were on with a guitar interval signal with male and female announcements before the schedule sign on at 0300. And another report of it from Nicolas Delonois in France, 7175 and 9705 at 1722 to 1745 on April 7th. best on 97.05, where there's no amateur interference. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria of DX Remix News reports a frequency change for the clandestine to Eritrea Radio Shoruk, or Radio Sunrise, since April 3rd. For the 57-minute broadcast at 1600 UT, had been on 11600, but Libya is there, also in Arabic. Then they moved to 11620, but now they're on 11610. He says it's a transmitter in Sofia, Bulgaria, of 50 kilowatts on the air Monday through Friday. As usual in the A seasons, the Voice of Indonesia lucks out with a clear frequency during their English hour at 13 UT, despite the fact they're almost 1 kHz off on 9526. Now there's nothing to interfere on 9525 or 9530. So I've been trying to listen to them, but still not much success because of the low level of modulation. On Tuesdays, they have that exotic Indonesia hookup with RRI Banjarmasin during the English hour, and I was really looking forward to hearing that on April 9th. But they kept going in Japanese instead of English, way past 13 UT, which is another frequent problem at VOI, not holding to their proper schedule. Bad news for listeners of World of Radio on Sirius XM Channel 120 and anything else carried by the World Radio Network. WRN informs us that from April 25th, it will no longer be available on Sirius XM satellite radio in the U.S. and Canada. You might want to contact Sirius XM and let them know how you feel. You can use their web form at www.siriusxm.com/contactus. One word. John Filiozzi replies, as both an investor and subscriber, I've registered my strong objection to this decision with Sirius XM. The response was to point out to me cluelessly that if I want international news, I can listen to BBC World Service, and then they mention some programs which have been discontinued by the BBC. And he adds, WRN is a unique service, relaying a range of international broadcasters. It also serves to diversify Sirius XM's offerings and set it apart from conventional terrestrial AM and FM radio. Anyhow, hear World of Radio a few more Saturdays while you can on Sirius XM 120, Saturdays at 1730 UT. Why did I mention it at this point? Because in DX Listening Digest, it's filed under I for International Vacuum. Last week, I mentioned that Shokaze Sea Breeze was having interference on its latest frequency change, 6135, at 1330 to 1430 UT. Since Taiwan moved onto that frequency, provoking yet another Chinese radio war, interference by Chicom jamming. Now Ron Howard reports they have changed again to 6020 since April 7th, and we assume it will continue with English almost always on Fridays only. At that time, it appeared to be a poor choice due to Radio Australia on 6020, as well as a domestic Chinese service, CNR8. And Vietnam is there too. However, not anymore Australia, as I should have mentioned earlier, 6020 has been totally dropped from the Radio Australia schedule. For some rather convoluted reasons, Shokaze is allowed to transmit from Japan, unlike two related services about abductions by North Korea, which are not. Instead, they transmit from Taiwan, and I was hearing both of them April 10th, before and after 1330 UT on 9950, with a better signal than WRMI next door. The first half of the hour is in Korean, known as Ilbone Baram, and then at 1330 they switch to Japanese as Furosato no Kaze. KBS World Radio was finally propagating on a Saturday, April 6th, at 1347 on 15575, finally allowing me to listen to Worldwide Friendship after months of inaccessibility. They were just finishing the mailbag segment into the Tech Tips from Baltimore. And on that week, the DX report came from Krister Brunström in Sweden, who got a full 5 minutes starting at 13:52. He's just been added to the program. However, listening further, it turns out that Worldwide Friendship is no more. Starting this week, it's replaced by a program called Listener's Lounge. Not clear yet whether it will continue with the same features heard before on Worldwide Friendship. In any event, on the one-hour KBS broadcast, including this one, you can start listening at 25 past the hour. The Media Magazine, you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1664. Consult our website for a great deal more information, worldofradio.com. Look especially for the archive of DX Listening Digests and the latest issue, number 13-15, upon which this edition is based. Our thanks this week for financial support from Ron Howard in California, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. I continue to enjoy DXing Mexican medium wave stations, especially around sunrise, due to the sunrise skip phenomenon, bringing in signals at least for a few minutes you might not otherwise hear so well, including something quite exotic. April 5th at 12:10 UT, I was listening on 7:10 to XEDP, La Ranchera de Cuauhtémoc, Chihuahua. That's not so unusual, but then they went into a hymn and a preacher in the Low German language for the Mennonites in the area. It's always neat to hear that strange language coming out of the middle of Mexico. It had faded down by 12:20, allowing the U.S. stations closer by in Amarillo and Kansas City to take over the frequency. Ron Howard reports some anomalies from Myanmar on April 8th, including random checking from 12:06 to 13:20 UT. It was on exactly 5985. It had been over a year since he last heard that transmitter. Instead of the normal off frequency, 5985.83, where reception was much weaker than on 5985 exactly. It was in vernacular with indigenous singing and the usual theme music at the bottom of our hour, which is the top of the Burmese hour. He says, I assume this exact frequency transmitter is newer than the old off frequency transmitter. Radio Pakistan has been observed changing frequencies, switching around, since the A13 season began from one day to the next. Ivo Ivanov and Noel Green have been monitoring this, so it may have changed again by the time you hear this. But concerning the broadcasts in Urdu, which contain brief English newscasts, this was the situation at one point, according to Ivo Ivanov. 0830 to 1105, which includes 5 minutes or so of English news at 0900, rather that's 10 minutes, and 5 minutes at 1100. Those were on 15100 and 17720. The 17 to 19 broadcast, which starts off with 10 minutes of news in English, on 11570 and 15265. I continue to monitor Radio Chasqui in Urubamba, Peru on 5980. Although all I can hear now on most occasions is the carrier if I turn the BFO on against a very weak signal and noise on the band. The thing is, their automatic timer cuts off the carrier on the average of 5 seconds later each night, at least until they reset it, which I've already noticed once. As of April 10th, it cut off 2 seconds after 0103 UT, a sure way to identify this station. Since the A13 season began, we've noticed that Radio PMR has disappeared from its former time of 21 to 22 UT on 7290. It would be expected on 9665, the corresponding summer season frequency, but not heard there either. Now, thanks to a tip from Hans Weber in Germany via Wolfgang Büschel, we know it is still on the air, but at an unexpected time, 23 to midnight UT. This is supposedly Monday through Friday only, but I suspect by universal time it would be Sunday through Thursday, since it's after midnight in Moldova. The hour starts in English, then French, German, and instead of repeating English, fills out the rest of the hour with music. When a new shortwave season starts, there are always some unfortunate mix-ups, and I can't mention them all here, although we try to in DX Listening Digest, but here's one I can't resist. Ivo Ivanov and Wolfgang Büschel have noted that Radio Romania International has been interfering with itself from the two different transmitter sites, Galbeni and Tiganeshti, but at the same hour on the same frequency, 9810, 1600 UT in Romanian, and also in French, each of them parallel to a clear frequency on other bands. Also, I've noticed that the Chinese service of RRI is being jammed April 17th at 13:18, and on another occasion, 15:435. I could make out some weak music in Chinese, but there's also a pileup of heterodynes and other jamming. So much for the once great Sino-Romanian alliance. So are the other RRI frequencies also being jammed? At 13 to 13:30, check 17860. And the only other broadcast in Chinese is 04 to 4:30. On 17780 and 21540. Here's more about the low-power 400-watt station on the 11-meter band from the Technical University in Moscow on 25900. Sheldon Harvey passes on word from Alan Roberts, also in Quebec, that it may have been heard there. They were reported to have a weekly AM broadcast, Fridays at 12 to 15 UT. He was hearing something there at 13:45, an open carrier, and a female voice at 13:57 and 14:17, along with some music, but they'll fade out at 14:23. You can still hear a carrier at 14:50, but no further audio. Alan Roberts is a specialist in 25 megahertz band monitoring. He used to be able to get a lot of those broadcast auxiliaries across North America, but it seems few of them are still on the air. 25900 was also heard by Tim Bucknell in the UK, who has been looking mainly for harmonics, but anything else propagating above 25 megahertz. And furthermore, from Russ DX, a report in dxing.ru about Radio Mayak being relayed as a test on this transmitter, alternating DRM and AM, at least as of April 6th and 7th. We don't know whether this will be carried on further, but in any event, the schedule then was in DRM at 10 to 11 and midnight to 01 UT in the middle of the night. Well, maybe they're just trying for local reception. And in the AM mode at 11 to 12 and 01 until 02. As I mentioned last week, Radio Free Sarawak started off the new season on 15430, replacing 11600 between 11 and 13 UT. But it didn't last long. We've been hearing it instead on 15420. First reported by Koji Hashimoto in Japan on April 7th, and then I heard it on April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And according to their own website, still on the 10th, they think they're on 15430 or even the old frequency 11600. Ivo Ivanov says the transmitter site for this is now Tainan, Taiwan. Brace yourself for more DRM noise from another country, Saudi Arabia. Alakesh Gupta forwards a notice from DRM that there are projects to install a number of new medium-wave and shortwave transmitters, including at the Riyadh shortwave site, with the DRM capability. As I suspected, contrary to their own website schedule, International Radio Serbia is still broadcasting half an hour in English on UT Sundays, except it's half an hour later than on UT Tuesday through Saturday on 9685, which has a tremendous signal here. I was hearing it April 7th at 0105. DX Remix News provides the new A13 schedule of that 100-kilowatt transmitter near Khartoum, Sudan. Depending on the hour, it functions both as a domestic and as an external service. As Radio Omdurman in Arabic, it is on 7205, replacing 7200, which gets it legal as far as the band allocations go, at 0230 to 04, 1430 to 16, and 19 to 21. But as La Voix du Sudan in French, but also Arabic and Swahili, it's on 9505 as before at these times, 04 to 07, and 16 to 19. These two are on different azimuths. The 04 to 07 is 110 degrees, while all the others, including Radio Omdurman, are at 210 degrees. April 5th at 1240 UT for a few minutes. The carrier staying on and resuming at 1300. I was hearing some Chinese numbers on 7688. The Alki schedule has the info about it. It's Xingxing Guangbo Jiandai, number 4, or the Star Star radio station in Taiwan, which is scheduled at 12 and 13 UT with a 10 kilowatt non-directional transmitter on 7688 from Quan Yin. He calls it random numbers, but if they are really random, the whole thing is pointless. They may instead be coded messages, and in that case, they are anything but random, although we don't know what they mean. There are also versions 1, 2, and 3 at other times on other frequencies. Ron Howard enjoyed listening to Tatarstan Wave on 15110 April 9th, which always starts at the odd time of 10 minutes past the hour, although the carrier comes on even before the top of the hour. He was hearing excellent programming of folk songs and ballads, which were very entertaining. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas, decided to check it too on April 10th and was reporting hearing it well, quite readable at the outset, with interval signal and opening announcements. However, it was rapidly deteriorating after 0425. He says, despite the overall demise of shortwave in recent years, there are still a few gems to pull out of the airwaves. This reception was a nice surprise. Another time to hear it, according to Noel Green, in the UK is 9690, starting at 0410. The site used to be Samara, but that is apparently closed down in Russia, so it must be coming from some other site. A reminder of our new convenient times on Saturday and Sunday evenings, the World of Radio on WTWW number 2. The times have been varying, so check between 23:15 and midnight UT on 9930, or if it's after midnight, 5085. 960 in San Angelo, Texas, KGKL appears to be out of whack, running its day pattern at night since I've just started hearing it recently under my local 960 KGWA during a foxhole of ABC News at 05 UT, and just before 0600 there's a pause in local modulation during which I've heard clear IDs for KGKL, the voice of the Concho Valley. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 8th, ANK indices peaking at 18 and 4 April 25th, otherwise mostly 5 and 2. Solar flux dropping from 130 April 10th to 95 on the 20th to 23rd, and back up to 130 by May 2nd. And that's World of Radio number 1664. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.